We are living in a new space, a new world that is requiring us to be remote, to be virtual, to be hybrid. How do we manage our teams when everyone is everywhere? Mm-hmm. 2020 changed everything for the workplace. We did everything we could to make sure that we stayed connected. We had to quickly pivot, whether we wanted to or not. The workforce called us to do something different. Now here we are in 2023, looking for those same opportunities, but wanting to do it more effectively. Some of us have remote teams. Some of us are doing hybrid schedules where we have half of the team coming in at one time and the other half coming in at another time. Maybe some of you are just full virtual where you're just looking at Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and WebEx and all of these other different platforms that have allowed us, again, to stay connected. So what then do we need to do to make sure that we are effective in the way that we are connecting to our teams? Well, I want to make sure that I just give you a few ideas to do just that. Now, one of the things that has happened is with the remote teams, it has allowed people all over the world to gain employment without being in the same state or city of the organization that they work for. I think that is amazing. It allows this kind of global program, if you will, for everyone to have fair game. And that works in some instances. Now, there are some jobs that will not allow you to have remote workers. And I'm talking about high security jobs or jobs that will require you to be at the location because of certain security software. So those are understandable. And I would say before you get into applying for those jobs, you understand your restrictions. You understand also what is required of you and make sure that you're able to manage those expectations. So when we're talking about now getting into other jobs that don't require you to be in the location, how do we make sure that we are intentional about connection? The first thing I would recommend is that you put on the calendar team meetings. Now, I'm a training and development leader, and that is one of the things that people hate. They hate me talking about team meetings because they have dreaded. They dread team meetings, but they're dreading team meetings because there is no purpose in most of them. You're just coming to meet because we said we were going to meet every Monday at 9 o'clock. No one has anything to update. We're not working on any new projects. There is no effectiveness, if you will, in that meeting. So if you're going to have a meeting, you have to be intentional about the purpose of the meeting. If you're not intentional about the purpose of the meeting, you lose engagement. You lose engagement. Now, one of the things that I have had the wonderful opportunity to do is train globally due to this platform, this virtual platform that has just opened up the world to training and development. And I love the opportunity that I don't have to leave my office. And, you know, I get a chance to speak to people globally in different time zones. I think that's all wonderful. But the camera is off. Oh, yes, that's right. I talk to boxes and circles all day long. This can be very frustrating for a facilitator because, believe it or not, it takes more effort, more energy to speak to those boxes and circles than it does when you're speaking to people's faces, actual faces. So I would strongly recommend that you ask your team to turn on their cameras during the meeting. Now, here's what I don't want you to think that I'm saying. I don't want you to think that I'm saying as soon as you get on the meeting, have everyone turn on their cameras. It's mandatory. Do it right now. That's not what we're saying. I am saying that when you send that calendar invite, let them know to be camera ready. When you do that, you're allowing them to prepare for the time that you all are going to spend together. Trust me, that makes a difference. If there is something that you need from them in terms of, and this goes into preparing the agenda that I talked about the first time, for the first point, preparing the agenda, if there's something that you need for them to prepare and you need them to share their screen or whatever the case may be, make sure that they understand how to do that, how to operate that function, and make sure that they understand that if something goes wrong, they can show everything on their screen. So have them to either X out or minimize everything on their screen. Had to make sure I went back to that because sometimes we lose sight of training. We think everyone just knows how to do it because we've been doing it for the last 3 years, but every platform is different. So you want to make sure that you get the proper training for whatever platform it is you decide to use. So then going into, that's the agenda part of it, going into the cameras on part of it. And then number three, making sure that there is proper training. I think that that is definitely an important point when you have a virtual team. Number four, if there is a time that you expect all of the team members to get together in person, make sure that there is enough time given to them in order to do that. So for instance, if you say we're going to meet once a quarter. Now, if you are going to meet with your team once a quarter and you have someone in France, you want to make sure that they have enough time to prepare for that. So again, in terms of intentionality, make sure that you have the dates already locked in for every quarter that the team is going to be meeting. Do those schedules ahead of time. When you do that, it allows the team to be prepared and not to be blindsided. So make sure that you have your calendar ahead of time and you do at least one team meeting in person per quarter. This definitely will help with getting the teams to know each other. And it also helps them to feel a collaborative sense of the team, instead of just kind of doing everything in silos. So make sure that you have that one team meeting, per quarter, one team meeting per quarter. The next thing that I want to ask you to do or to keep in mind when you're building your remote teams is make sure that you stay engaged with that team through communicating with them individually as well as collectively. Yes, team meetings are great, but also make sure that you are connecting with that team member as an individual. Why is that important? You want the team member to feel like you have their back. You want them to feel like you are there for them. You may not necessarily be the person, whoever their direct report is, that's who they need to have the meeting with. One thing that I strongly recommend when I'm sharing these things with organizations is this: do not do annual evaluations and think that that is all you need to do in terms of communication. No, you want to make sure that you are doing quarterly check-ins. Those quarterly check-ins will allow you to engage with your employee and make sure that they are, they feel like they are a part of the team. They feel like they are welcome. They feel like they are included. They feel like they belong. So let's make sure that you are really taking that time to do those one-on-ones on a consistent basis, and your communication is consistent as well. Okay, so if we are going to be effective in our remote teams, we must always, always communicate. We must always make sure that we ask in the invite our teams to turn the cameras on. We must also have clear and concise agendas when we're meeting. Also develop a day that all the teams come together, the team members come together, because we want them to see that they are just as important collectively as they are individually. And always, always reach out and make sure that they know that you care about them. When you do this, your remote teams can work. But when you miss one of these elements, it can definitely cause some friction in your team and not allow it to flow as smooth as you would like for it to. Remote teams can work if you are intentional about them working. And when they do, they lean into great success. Until next time. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.